Difficult People, written and read by Dr. Rebecca Ray. Yes, we must acknowledge that we are all difficult people sometimes. We'll explore this throughout the audiobook. I'm not about to pander to you by absolving your personal responsibility when we both know that relationships are a two-way street. However, it's just as important that you understand that difficult people can compromise your perception of what you know about yourself, what you can trust in others, and whether or not you have agency in your own life to set boundaries around what you need and want to live bravely and meaningfully. Mentor, not master. I am here as your mentor, not your master. I am not here to tell you what to do. I am here to shine a light on the boundary areas that aren't working for you and to equip you with the tools you need to make decisions about the direction you'll take with the difficult people in your life. I'm not a master at boundaries because no one is or can be, given the ever-evolving nature of relationship dynamics. And I am not your master because the foundation of all my work is to empower you to design your life rather than give away that power to someone else. I do, however, know quite a bit about boundaries given my 2 decades of work and practice as a clinical psychologist. I have a couple of additional decades of experience at being human, which possibly count more than my academic qualifications. I am an ex-pilot, you probably didn't see that coming, who subsequently had her clinical career cut short by severe burnout. Now I'm an author, obviously, Beck, a speaker, and mentor to people like your incredible self. I once dated men until I met a woman who is the life partner of my dreams. You could say I'm an expert in pivoting, but I promise you that it's never felt like I knew what I was doing when I was in the thick of changing direction. That woman is Nyssa, my now wife, co-creator, and constant inspiration. She puts up with me cherry-picking stories from hers and our lives for my books, with consent. And she is the epitome of someone for whom love matters most. We are parents to our spectacular 5-year-old son, Bennett, who likes to randomly introduce himself to strangers while we're grocery shopping, and for whom a show-and-tell schedule was developed at daycare to avoid him commandeering the spotlight on a daily basis. I loathe cooking. And I love mowing the lawn. One day, I'll have miniature Highland cows and donkeys. Right now, we are Ray's retirement village for senior supermodels, and our call sheet includes 13-year-old Henry, a Weimaraner I've had since he was 9 weeks old, and 2 rescue Irish setters with special needs, Jetfire, aged 9, and Jackie, aged 11, adopted during lockdown in 2021. Yes, we vacuum a lot, and I'm sure I've earned an honorary degree in vet nursing thanks to the dogs' medical schedules. For the audiobook listeners, as I record this, our call sheet has actually changed. As of last week, Henry crossed the Rainbow Bridge. I'm sad to say that my 13-and-a-half-year-old Weimaraner passed over, but his passing was beautiful, and I remember him every day. I am here as someone who is committed to reminding you of the authority that you hold over yourself, despite what others may do or say. There's no one who knows you better than you. However, I'll bring a metaphorical spotlight and whiteboard to assist you to identify patterns keeping you in relationship cycles that hurt you. Once we've uncovered the patterns, I'll show you how to break those cycles in favour of a more workable approach. Together, we can change your life. And we will, assuming you want to, wink.